gentlemen, once again, you are now witnessing the Godfather of Noise.
Satire.
Put some respect on my name.
I've come down from the violet skies to save the day.
So what? Who cares?
I'm about to reveal the tales of your life.
It can be a little bit shocking, trust me.
To most people, however, it is a plague that never ends.
Too many secrets are locked inside your mind, but you're all equal in life, equal in love.
Secrets that have produced millions of dollars in business for
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, hold up, before we get started.
Gross. You may fire when ready.
Let me show you how to do it.
And you'll hear sounds like this.
This is a sound.
If an explosion does occur, you should immediately turn off all heating devices and stop any reactions in progress.
Or I have this little tummy problem.
And it became their deadliest.
I have to hold my breath. Don't hold your breath.
Breathe easy.
Oh man, that is nasty.
That shit was beautiful.
It has a funny odor to you.
Yes, it does.
Smells like somebody's barbecuing an old pair of sneakers.
Do you smell it?
Let's find out.
Then the four little puppies began to sniff. And they smelled it too.
Inhale. Exhale. Breathe. Exhale. You may get a little lightheaded, but there's no extra charge for that.
Enough with your crap.
It was time to get started for school.
Atherton principal Shirley Cole has her kids stuffed with pressed leaves and
wearing only a pink feather boa and a
collar with spikes on the inside of the collar to keep them immobile.
But more than that, she keeps them clean
with soap and nut powder.
So they will be clean enough to sell to customers.
You deserve to go to prison for this.
Suppose we meet one of the most distinguished members of the
jailhouse. Someone like Donald Trump.
The most evil man in America.
That's true.
He's a monster of wickedness, insatiable in his lust.
I'm Donald Trump, and I have
demented, deranged. Well, guess what I say?
We have promised
to destroy most life on the earth.
The president promised continued
agony, pain, and suffering,
but not
any escape from the massacre.
A Trump promise, a Republican promise, and so they're
gonna do some stupid shit.
Such things as coming to the table with
a gun aimed at our heads.
Shit like that is lethal.
It takes a lot of practice to be able to do that.
Just try it and see for yourself.
Need something like a hammer, make sure there's no one around.
Work alone in the name of Satan.
Spend all of your spare time alone masturbating.
Oh yes, it's fun time.
From now on, you'll be called
Mr. Chekhov.
As you get more and more relaxed.
Using the most obscene language possible while he masturbates.
Yeah, I guess you could call me
Mr. Chekhov.
And I'm Eddie Montgomery, reminding you that when it's a tie between you
and the body of Jesus,
then I'd show him my hands so that he could see that there wasn't anything in them.
We must never forget that when you talk about Jesus Christ,
this is when you should get a colonoscopy.
Ah! We're on Capitol Hill trying to do this, and it's
going to make you cry!
A website called The Daily Stormer noted darkly that I am, quote,
Mr. Chekhov,
the way you use your hands is very important.
But in the hands of the addict, their use is perverted.
So am I.
I would like to see the hands of any Episcopalians who are here with
Johnny Mathis
and a big dog named Winkle.
Everybody throw your hands up.
Their hands actually look like cloven hooves.
Make a fist with one hand.
Your other hand grabs the offender's butt.
We will spread the
cheeks.
I went up to this hole.
It was a big hole, wasn't it? I think it was the biggest hole.
A welcome sight in contrast to the moon we had just left.
I was sitting in that chair again, and as I say, I got up to go. When it happened, I just got up out of this chair, flew across the room, and fell down.
And she died.
As her body is poked and prodded for clues, the suspect is captured and praised for forgiveness.
There he is.
He's going to die. And he's going to die in front of you. And you're going to watch him die. He's going to shrivel up and die a painful death. And you're going to watch him.
See the special preview following this presentation. No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I had to continue because they were so bad, not because I was so good. And I'm still not so good, but they're still very bad.
A virtually identical population was found in Sweden.
About 20% of the world's population at that time.
20%?
Were a giant bouquet of helium balloons attached to your wrench.
That number jumped to over 70%.
Thanks to recent breakthroughs in technology.
To the miracle of modern technology.
Distinguished people were injected with air just to see what would happen.
Well, now I must get back to my shop.
I was so scared. I was bleeding. I think I need a photographer.
Well, now I will leave you with one final bit of advice.
Go fuck yourself.
Good idea. Let's go.
Thank you for listening.